Alright, welcome to the Jay and Bay Neighbor Gamers Episode 3. This is where you can find gaming, streaming, and movie news. And in this episode, we will explore the first three episodes of WandaVision. Alright, this has been a long-awaited thing, talking about WandaVision and the return of the MCU to Disney. But first off, we want to touch up on a little bit of video game news, Jay. How you doing today, yeah. Jay?
Dude, so good. Just came out of work, went to the gym. I was really busy at work, so I got a lot of movement. Because I used my Apple Watch to count my calories. So since it was super busy, I got a good count. And then came back from gym maybe 20 minutes ago. I busted 400%. I've never hit 400% before, which is like about 2,000 move calories on top of my metabolism. Metabolic rate, but so I don't know. I think I'm over 4,000 calories today, so I can go eat something like another burrito. That's all I'm about to do.
Like, you're talking calories burned?
Yeah,
that's a lot.
My resting, yeah, it's a lot, right?
That's huge, muscles, man. That's like twice as what I do. No joke. You know, I can't wait till we do some video stuff, because man, if you see Jay, you kind of wonder, like, he talks about him being a tank type person or character in his video game playing, and that's because dude is built like a tank. He's just got these huge arms, man. He's a Goliath.
It's just arms. That's all it is.
No, it's not. It's not. But hey, let's look at this Xbox news. My goodness, Xbox. They I think they're trying to do PlayStation a favor by just screwing up stuff. I mean, come on. They went on the news, and I don't know if, you know, they must have had some meeting prior to this and said, hey guys, we're gonna jack up the prices, and we feel like, oh hey, our fan base, our Xbox owners are just gonna do it. They're just gonna pay for it. Like, is that ridiculous or what? What are your thoughts on that, Jay?
Yeah, they increased the price and they announced it. And after all the backlash and all the customers were complaining about it, which is rightfully so, because it's a huge increase. It would have been about $120 a year just to play online, even their free to play games. So once they heard of that, they just took a few steps back and reversed it. And then they also said that they changed their policy on free to play games. So they weren't in line with Sony and said any free-to-play games you can play for free now without Xbox Live. Because on PlayStation Plus, there's games that you need, like, to play Call of Duty or whatever.
Right.
Or Final Fantasy 14 subscription, and you need PlayStation Plus to get online. Whereas, but some of the free-to-play games you don't need to. So Xbox is following their lead.
And you know what? As a PlayStation, I own both consoles, but right now I'm more favoring getting a PS5 than I would getting the new Xbox console, and it just helps us, I think, because now there's a possibility that maybe PlayStation owners, they might reduce the whole idea of having PS Plus to play online with friends. You know, and I hope, yeah, I hope that happens, right? we'll have to wait and see. But man, Xbox, what were you thinking? Were you thinking it's like we're going to increase the price, and you're going to get the same service? You know, it wasn't completely thought out. I will give them credit that they, in 24 hours, they went ahead and they took it back, and maybe even less than that, because I think the news actually came out like Friday night or something. And
right,
so,
right, so we're on Friday.
And so some guys were working late on Friday night for the Xbox execs. But I'm happy for you Xbox peeps that are now getting a fair deal. I mean, yeah, come on.
Worked out.
Yeah,
it so your voices were heard, and I knew there were a lot of backlash, so just keep at it, and it worked. So now you got a good policy change. In regards to Sony, like PS3 and PS2, they were free to play for a while.
Okay. Like
playing online. And then I forget when they started charging. I think when their PS4 started charging to play online. Because it costs money to have servers up and running and to maintain it. So they need to have some type of flow of income to maintain these boxes, the servers, to have people communicate and play together. And I think that was the thing why people were upset with increasing the price for Xbox Live, was because we're in the middle of a pandemic, and people that are doing the right thing and staying at home, gaming is an outlet to communicate, to hang out with friends, to just to kick back, relax, or to de-stress. You know, there's stories where people would just hang out in a lobby and just drink and talk, you know, and their avatars, their characters would just be there. And that's a big stress relief. That's a form of hanging out without actually hanging out in person and spreading this virus around, you know?
Yeah. Talk about being socially distant, right? This is, and it's been great for Xbox and PlayStation and Nintendo, because they're getting the revenue for this, you know? And so I'm glad it worked out. But it was funny how that developed. Now, let's switch gears here, and let's get into the Marvel universe, and look at this WandaVision. And we have three episodes to kind of cover. We're just going to kind of go over each episode, and this is a quick spoiler alert, because we are going to cover stuff, and if you haven't seen it, we're going to cover some details of it. Now, that being said, we're not going to dissect everything and go through each thing that the characters have said. You know, we're going to look at it at a fan's perspective. And I'll be honest, at first, watching the first two episodes, I wanted more. I was like, man, I was a tiny bit disappointed. I knew, you know, this is kind of their deal. They've done this before, like with The Mandalorian and even with the second season. It's a process, and you have to kind of get through everything to see it develop. All right. And so let's go through the first episode and
so babe, where do you find WandaVision?
Disney Plus.
All right. Exclusive to Disney Plus?
It's exclusive to Disney. So here it is. Episode one, and the screen is not wide. It's some square screen, right?
Yes, it's 4x3. Yeah.
It's 4x3, and here we go with the Dick Van Dyke type music. You know, it's black and white, and it's sitcom-ish, right? And they come in, and he's carrying Wanda. Vision is carrying Wanda, brings her in, and he leaves her behind at first, you know, at the front door, and then picks her up, and they get right into the routine of a sitcom. And it's, you know, and over. I get it. We've been all prepared for this. And it's funny. It's comical, right? It's lighthearted. And so here we are, and they start, you hear stuff. It's funny. You hear the studio audience chuckling.
Yeah. Right?
And it, these little things that you forget existed in previous years of television, right? And they also place in some commercials and stuff. So So let's go into like a little bit of what happened. And the first thing that happens is they're in the kitchen, and they're talking, they're preparing their day, and they look on the calendar, and they see like a heart on the calendar, and they go through the whole sitcom routine of Wanda and Vision. They both don't want each other to know that they've forgotten a date, right? But they've forgotten a date, and they're trying to get out of the house, or he's trying to get out of the house to get to work, and she's trying to go out about her day without revealing that they both forgotten what day it was, right?
Yeah.
It turns out, and, you know, there probably could be something between the lines here, but the heart on there was representing his boss, Mr. Hart, which H-A-R-T, who was supposed to be coming over for dinner, you mm-hmm. know, right? So any insight on that from you, Jay?
No, it's just interesting how, like, they didn't realize what's going on. They don't know why that Hart is on there. And they're trying to figure out, is it an anniversary? Is it something significant? And they're totally clueless. And let's backtrack a little bit, like that whole entry scene. I remember when I was a kid, sleeping late at night on Nickelodeon, they would play Nick at Night. And totally remember Dick Van Dyke Show and Mr. Ed. Mr. Ed?
The talking horse.
Yeah, you know, it came from that era. So it's cool how they're representing that era, and they did a very good job doing that these first two episodes, I feel.
Yeah, even the costumes and mm-hmm. and Wanda's hairstyle, it's just all real nostalgic. We were talking about that in our first couple of podcasts. And Disney's real good about this. Marvel's real good about this because they, they know what pushes their listeners, their viewers' buttons, and they're able to just kind of peg it and draw you in, right? So it's just a whole process of drawing in the audience. And then they throw in a commercial, okay?
Yep.
And what do you see in the commercial? You see a toaster, okay?
Yeah.
And I don't know if you picked up on it, as they put the button down, they press the lever for the toast to get started, right? You hear this little noise, and the noise is the sound from Tony Stark's repulsor, the Stark repulsor sound effect. Exactly. Yeah. Right before it fires up. So I thought that was neat, you know, and you could see like the red light turned on when the
dude, I need that toaster. I always burn Deanna, my wife's toast. I put it a little bit further past where she likes it, and then I'm like, oh no, man, it's like burnt. So that toaster would have saved me a couple times.
That's great. Yeah. And so, like, going on with the story, you know, he goes about his day, he being Vision, and he goes to work. And it's really interesting because it's like the – and I don't know if you want to call them NPCs or what. the other,
true, they are NPCs because like throughout all episodes, you're like, that's the same guy, but he's different.
right. He's like a new hairdo or something, right?
Yeah, different personality. Yeah. That's a good way. Yeah, good analogy.
So the NPCs are just kind of standing around, you know, like and he does stuff. Like Vision is typing and doing all this work, and
super fast.
Yeah,
like they super have their fast abilities still.
Exactly.
It's normal to them.
Right.
They're trying to hide it.
And they're not fazed by it.
Yeah.
You know? So, fast forwarding, goes through the day. He realizes that they've got a dinner party for his boss. She has no idea. She's like talking to her friend. And it was Agnes, the next door neighbor.
Yeah.
And she's funny. Because she always appears at the right time, you know?
Yeah.
And it's
very invasive.
Exactly. Right?
But in a good way.
In a good way. Almost to help Wanda, in my opinion. I mean, she shows up and she has all the ingredients for the meal that she was supposed to prepare, right?
True. Yeah.
Yeah. So I hope I'm not going too far fast into this storyline, but then they go back home, or he arrives home with the Harts, okay, Mr. and Mrs. Hart, and she's there, and she's like, she's dressed for like a night of just him and Vision and her, and she's totally caught off guard. Then she comes to find out that she's got to make dinner. Right. And then and then this is where Agnes shows up, and Agnes has all the ingredients. And one thing with Agnes, and this has kind of been confirmed, the things that I've looked at online, but I believe, and a lot of other people believe, that she's going to be Agatha Harkness. And Agatha Harkness is a character who is also a witch, and she is supposed to, and this is the tricky thing, because are they going to go with the comic format of this character, or are they going to go off script for the comics? And typically at this point, you know what, for me, like I grew up reading comics, but it's been so long, I've forgotten like the mm-hmm. main premise of a lot of these comics. So if they go off into another direction, it's not gonna say, oh, hey, they're doing it wrong. But it's just very interesting that they're bringing in this character. And, hey, I'm thinking Agatha or Agnes has a lot more hands-on or a lot more involved in what's going to happen with Wanda, right? I don't know. What's your take on that, Jay?
Oh, that's intriguing because I don't know anything about the other witch, Agnes. But what you're saying about if they're going to go off script or really follow the comics, I feel that Marvel has been doing a great job introducing like casual viewers like myself, because I didn't really read comics back then. Me, I was like, collecting cards, like those hologram cards. I love cards, but I didn't really dig comics because I was more into like video games, right?
Right.
Like for example, Miss Marvel, they took a lot of liberties with her.
Oh, they sure did.
Yeah. Like I had to backtrack because I was like, who's Miss Marvel? How does she get her powers? So when I was looking at her history, I'm like, this is totally like it's different. It's a different take on how she received her powers than it is in the movie. But I enjoyed it. It's not like I didn't. So them taking those steps to introduce these new characters to people and intertwining comics and taking liberties, that makes sense. They're doing a really good job with it. I also wanted to take a step back and say there's something so I feel like if you jump into this series, you need to have some type of knowledge of Vision and Wanda, right?
Exactly.
Because they say a few things like what the, I'm gonna mess this up, but so when they get to the home with Mr. and Mrs. Hart, mm-hmm. they come in and they see Wanda wearing the back then like a
nightgown,
like a sexy, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Sexy, right?
Yeah.
But she covers her eyes, right? Is it something like that, or she covers Mr. Hart's eyes?
Exactly.
Think
yes.
It's his Vision, right?
Right.
And Vision has to come up with something saying that's an actual greeting from Europe. But what is that country that they're from?
Man, was it Scovia or?
Yes, it's a Scovia greeting.
Yeah.
So if you don't know their little history, that would be like an Easter egg.
Oh, for sure.
Wanda, right? And her background, where she came from. So I think those little tidbits give Marvel fans a little pat on the back for watching, but then like people who are really, ooh, it's raining, sorry,
yeah,
is really brings them in a little bit.
Yeah, it's funny because we watch it with our family, and I have my two daughters, and then myself and my wife watching it, and my oldest, she's watched a lot of the Marvel movies, but she's not into it as much as myself and my youngest daughter. And she's like, what's going on? She's like, I don't even get any of this. And so it's funny. Like, I've got to be almost selective on who I recommend this show to.
Like, which one's going to Comic-Con? I choose the other one.
Exactly.
Just kidding. Both of you.
That's funny. But yeah, really, like, she's like, what's going on? I don't understand what's going on. I'm like, oh, well, what it is, and so we were trying to figure it out too, right? We're like, I want to say this is all going on in Wanda's head. You know what I mean? And
uh-huh.
and so let's kind of continue with the story right here, which kind of, for me, brings up the idea that is going on in her head, because here they are. They got to the point where they got through the little comedy of making the meal and stuff, and then Wanda finishes the dinner, and they're actually having breakfast for dinner, right? And it's kind of a joke of, hey, this is what they do in their country, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I do it.
A breakfast burrito, so maybe. Good,
man. Yeah. Hell yeah, man. That's all about it. Let's do it.
And so when they start to eat their dinner, and it's cool because the Mrs. Hart is actually, well, her name is Deborah Jo Rupp, and she's the mom from the 70s show, right?
Yeah.
And she starts asking Wanda a bunch of questions, right? And then Mr. Hart starts asking some questions too, and almost as a safeguard, because Wanda and Vision are looking at each other because, like, nobody really knows the answer to these questions, like where they first met and where, you know, are they going to have babies, right? And that mm-hmm. pops up, that kind of stuff. And then she almost causes, well, in my mind, she causes Mr. Hart to choke on his food so that he...
Was that question? Do you remember the question that she was asked?
I can't remember.
Why are you here or something like that? Or
what was it?
She was like, why are you here? Or why'd you do that? Or so, it was something like that that sure. caused him to, like, choke on some sausage.
Yeah. From the breakfast burrito, right?
That's right. That's right.
So he's choking, and then it's almost as if you know, Mrs. Hart is like almost like in a nervous panic, right? She's like, ha ha ha, stop it. Oh, like trying to tell him to quit pretending he's choking or whatever. And then finally Wanda and Vision are looking at each other, and Vision's almost like looking for permission for her for him to do something, and she goes, Vision, help him, right? And so he goes and helps him, and he, you know, he has that phase like ability. He goes into his throat and pulls out the piece of meat, the sausage, and then Mr. Hart gets up, and he's like all of a sudden okay, and he
gets like nothing happened.
Yeah, he gets back into the NPC mode, right? And then he gives some Vision a raise.
yeah, that's true.
and then they walk out and they leave, and actually at this point I don't know if I see Mr. Hart again, right? And that brings me to the end, and I'm not quite sure. I'm trying to remember what happens at the end here. Was there something that was leading to the next episode, or does it just end? Do you remember?
It kind of like looks at the screen and zooms out, and then you see like somebody is watching their TV screen.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then you see these little icons of a shield, of a sword, you know, dropping those hints.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, and the hint of sword, that organization that's like SHIELD.
Right. It's like the opposite, right? Sword and shield.
Sword and shield. Yeah. And I forgot what sword is, some type of observational type program, some development program.
Yeah, so when I looked at it, like SHIELD protects what's on Earth, and then sword protects outside of Earth.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because I was like, because I had to look at a few things. And I'm like, I don't really understand what's going on. You know, why is this icon always showing up? So I looked it up. I was like, ah, that's pretty cool. It's like Pokemon Sword and Shield. They have a Pokemon. It's a Pokemon game that's Sword and Shield. So I don't know.
And then you start to see that little logo in other places, right? And so the little it's like a little sword, and it's in like a hoop of some sorts. Right, some kind
yeah,
of
yeah, like some, a shield behind it.
There you go.
Maybe, I don't know.
So that kind of brings us towards episode two. Okay, and so, is there anything else on episode one you wanted to touch on?
No, that's good. It was a good introductory. I know that some viewers may not like that type of if they weren't expecting it. Maybe.
Yeah.
Like there's. I have a family member that I don't think he expected WandaVision to be the way it is. It's maybe expected more action, maybe expected something more in line with the Marvel movies.
Sure.
This is a different contrast to those movies.
Yeah.
I think it's going to have a snowball effect, and then it's going to spiral into something.
You know, I actually
with more action.
I think it's a great opportunity for these actors to kind of show off their abilities, especially Wanda and Vision, because they're doing an incredible job of selling this. I mean, here you go, Elizabeth Olsen. She's even kind of changing the way her voice sounds to make her sound more 50-ish in this first episode, and then. And I mean, and then in the third episode, we'll get to that, and she'll go back into her country dialect, you know. So she's really done a great job of performing in this series. Now, so episode two, and did you ever watch that show, Bewitched?
I did.
Yeah.
Here and there, but again, I was a kid, so I don't remember too much of it. But I do remember she would move things, and she used her nose to alter whenever she would magically make something different.
Right.
Yeah. Which I was reading an interview where Elizabeth, she wasn't able to do that, so they had to figure out a way how to mimic that. So she would use her finger instead of her nose. She couldn't do that twitch on her nose.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Elizabeth Montgomery, the woman that was the actress, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That's interesting. I never knew that. And so the beginning of that intro kind of mimics the intro of Bewitched, and the music for me, I picked animation. Up the music for me was like I Dream a Genie a little bit. You remember that show?
That was a good show.
It was kind of the same concept, because now instead of being a witch, it was a genie, right? And then I think her name is Barbara Eden. She put her arms like a genie, and like blink her eyes and stuff to do stuff to make somebody disappear or put them in the desert or something. And so we'll get back to the whole the episode two here. Now it starts in them in the bedroom, right? And they hear like a noise in the window. Am I seeing it? Okay, so they're in the bedroom. Funny thing with that, the setup, they have them in separate beds, as they would kind of do that back in the day, because I don't think it was appropriate to see a man and wife in bed together on TV. So they had them in separate beds, and so they kind of mimic that. They hear a noise, and, you know, she tells Vision to go and check on the noise and this and that. He's kind of a little scared to do it. Blah, blah, blah. Later on, they come to find out that noise is going to mean something else and help her see something else later on in the episode. So it flashes to now they're out of bed, and he's doing his introduction to, like, he's the illusionist. Okay?
Yeah.
Right? And then they take out the cabinet where they're going to make her disappear or something. And on the cabinet, it's got the stone. What is that? The memory stone? So it's on the cabinet, right? And so what the whole premise of this episode is that they're going to go and do this talent show for the children, okay? And so a lot of it is preparing for this upcoming show, okay?
So it'd be the Mind Stone.
The
so
Mind Stone.
Okay.
Thank you. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I said memory. Okay. And then it flashes to a commercial, and it's a commercial about a watch.
Yeah.
Did you notice the watch speed up?
I didn't notice. I was like trying to figure out what are they showcasing, because the toaster was stark. So I mean, the guy dressed nice, so kind of thought he was gonna be like a Stark type watch, but it ended up being a Hydra watch.
Right.
Pretty cool.
Right.
Yeah.
And then later on, I don't know if it was that episode or not, they had like Hydra soap.
That's the next episode. It's episode three.
It's the next episode. Yeah. And so here they are. They're practicing the talent show. Da-da-da-da-da. At the end of the scene, you know, he leaves off to work like he normally does, right? And then Wanda goes outside the front door, and then she hears the same sound that they heard in the very beginning that frightened them and when they're in bed. And then she finds this colored toy helicopter in the bushes.
Yeah, which right? is very reminiscent of Tony Stark's colors, that gold and red.
Exactly.
And has that sword symbol on it. And that's the only item that's in color. And everything's black and white still.
Yeah.
So she's looking at it like, what the hell is this? Where'd it come from? Why am I looking at it? Like, she's just like, it's like finding something odd when you're just walking around. She has that curious look on her face. She doesn't know what it is.
Right.
Trying to figure it out.
And then who shows up?
Agnes.
Yeah. Right.
Hey.
So, hey. You know, and I think this is all okay. orchestrated. So Agnes shows up and she's got like a bunny or something for the
for the show, right?
For the magic show.
Yeah.
And then they go and she puts the bunny in the house, and then she's like, somebody alluded to this and I saw it online or something, but that whole motion of the pew pew pew, like with the fingers and stuff, fingers yeah. acting as guns, right? She does that to the mailman, and then later on, like, somebody else does that. Like,
checks him out.
Yeah. But I don't know if there's a hidden meaning to that or not. Like, honestly.
Nah, Alex. Yeah. At least it's her character.
Right? And so they go on, and then they go to the meeting where they first meet Geraldine, and who ends up being Monica Rambeau. Okay. And so they walk over to go in this it's like a bunch of wives meeting, and then they sit down and I think it's Dottie. Dottie's the head honcho there. Dottie's the woman alpha. In charge. And then she meets Geraldine, right? And then they get to know each other. That's the first instance of seeing Geraldine. Okay. She goes at it a little bit with Juana goes at it a little bit with Dottie. And then it cuts to Vision, and Vision is chumming it up, and he's funny because he's like the awkward guy that's trying to be cool, right? And he's
trying to fit in
and stuff. And then he grabs a stick of gum.
Yeah, some big red
chew, and he chokes on it and he swallows it and it messes him up, and all of a sudden this stick of gum makes him act like he's intoxicated and he's drunk, right?
Yeah, because it's messing up with his circuits because he's a robot, so he's not supposed to really eat anything. And they have a good animation where you see like good 70s, 60s, 70s animation where the robot doesn't even, it just looks like huge gears is what a robot is back then, and you just see it going down his esophagus into his mechanical stomach, which is a bunch of gears, and then it just goos it all up where he can't move, so which is causing him to look intoxicated.
Yeah, and he's just acting crazy and stuff.
Yeah.
And the funny thing about this part is when they do the all the tricks and stuff, and so like Vision is like floating, you know, because Vision can float, right? And then Wanda interrupts the scene, right? And she kind of makes it look like, you know, he's hanging from a rope, right?
Right. And a crank, so she's cranking him up and down.
Yeah. And then he goes to grab the piano, and then he's like super strong holding up this piano, and then she's like, "Oh, let me get that for you, dear." And she takes it and it's like a cardboard cutout. And
that's pretty good.
Yeah, that was pretty good. And yeah, then like there was a Dottie's husband who he makes a quick comment like, "That was my mom's piano." Like, yeah. What'd you do to my mom's piano?
It's like, hey.
It's like, hey, wait a minute. When do I get that back? And then they get to the point where they do the trick, like the main trick, right? Where it makes somebody disappear.
Yeah.
Okay. And then to their surprise, boom, Geraldine comes out of the box. At the end of that, there's something else. So it brings, they win the prize for awesome talent contestants, the best show they've ever had, and for the children, right? And so
yeah, they get that for the children.
For the
What do you think that's about?
I think it was about for the twins.
For the twins, huh? Okay.
Yeah, and
the twins in episode 3, or like referencing to herself and her brother.
The twins, the soon to be twins in episode 3.
Okay, all right.
Because then at the end, what does Vision find out? And when so they fast forward to back at their house, the Wanda and Vision's home. And then they're talking and stuff, and then they see a little baby bump on Wanda.
Yeah.
Right? And then, oh, shoot, man, we got colorization, right?
Yeah. She becomes, like, realized something or changed.
Yeah. Now, isn't that the point where something triggers it and they look outside? Is that the...
Like another bang, and then... They look outside, and still black and white.
Yeah.
And they look towards a sewer, and this beekeeper comes out.
Right. He comes out. But then...
And then she rewinds it, so it never happened.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And so, that, for me, that's what I start to think, like, man, she's in control of this, but she's maybe not completely in control. You know what I mean?
Like, she's not aware of it, right?
Right. And like, so...
subconsciously, she's doing something.
And almost as if she's trying to prepare Vision for what's going to happen.
Okay.
Yeah, at least in my mind. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then so I believe that episode ends, and it's colored now. And now...
Yeah, and she's pregnant.
Okay. And I kind of think, and this is a lot of me in reading in between the lines, like the whole thing with the watch on that commercial going faster... I think it's trying to set us up that the time in this isn't how we normally see it, because we get into episode 3 and the gestation process of her having this baby, it just accelerates.
It's like in one day.
And, yeah, 9 months into one day. And so
yeah.
Now I'm trying to remember back to this third episode, because man, I've watched a lot of this WandaVision in the last couple of days, but at the very beginning of it, it's more like, come on, let's be happy, you know, that kind of stuff, right? Like the Partridge Family type family music.
Yeah, that's
you,
right.
You remember that, right?
And then
so what, like riding a bike and everybody's happy, and there's color now on the TV, and it's
is it 16:9 or is it still 4:3? I don't remember the screen size on that.
I'm not sure, but did you remember seeing the hexagons and in the shape of like the Brady Bunch?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
because in Brady Bunch they always had like the 3:3,
right?
But they did the same thing, but they did it with the hexagons. Kind of gave me Brady Bunch feel, a little bit of Three's Company-ish with the that. And then, and I already said the Partridge Family. And so I'm trying to figure out how this part starts off, and I'm kind of...
Yeah, doctor comes in, and the screen is 4:3 with a color.
Okay.
And the doctor comes in and starts diagnosing and seeing how far along she is in her pregnancy.
Right. And he starts referencing the size of a papaya and
that kind of stuff. Fruits.
And see, he's another NPC, because dude isn't all there, right? As far as like, because like later on in an episode, Vision carries him on his back and runs 100 miles per hour, and he like doesn't notice anything different.
Yeah, he's not freaking out. He just says something, but it's not something you would say, that you'd think he would expect to say if someone's running that's like speed of light, for example.
Okay.
It's like you're sailing through the wind, and no, you're going way faster than that. And you're not fazed by it. Not freaked out.
So in this episode, this is the whole process of her getting larger because of the pregnancy, and then to the point of her actually delivering the babies, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know I'm probably missing something in here, but is there something else that stands out to you?
Yeah, so Vision, I think Vision's starting to realize something's off.
Okay.
Because he's speaking with a doctor outside. So we're like towards the beginning of the episode. He's talking to a doctor outside, and then he sees his neighbor. His neighbor's cutting hedges. But as he's cutting the hedges, he's trying to trim it, but he's trimming it into the wall, and the wall is concrete. And Vision is just saying hi to him. And what's going on? And the neighbor's just like going at it, and nothing's wrong with it. It's like normal. So this NPC is glitching. That's a good analogy. He's glitching and
T-pose.
He's doing a freaking cyberpunk thing, and you're the player. Like, that's not right. But the NPC continues to do it. And then I'm just scrolling through the episode here. You see WandaVision talking about the baby, and then nesting into the family room, and she's causing, and part of nesting is that she's making the crib, putting some playful items over it, which are butterflies, and they actually turn into actual butterflies and they leave the room,
right?
And she's eating a lot, which is good. And then you see Vision trying to figure out how to be a dad by reading books and getting ready to prepare to take care of these children that, you know, who are going to have bowel movements and pee, and adjusting the diapers. And he's counting down like how fast he can do it, which is something I would probably do too if I had kids.
Let's go towards the end here, because what I want to get from you is like, what do you think is actually going on? Like, I have an idea in my own mind, but Jay, I'm curious as to how do you think this is going to play out? Okay, because we realize at this point she's going to give birth to kids. To some people, it's a surprise that there's twins, there's right. Two kids, and they were like,
and she's trying to hide that she is pregnant, right?
Yeah, she's trying to hide from Geraldine.
Yeah, which is funny because like this like when she's having those contractions, whenever she does, she's, you know, all women experience pain, but in Wanda's case, when she does, her powers kind of sporadically do something random. So there is a crane that was just chilling in the living room.
Yeah.
And what's the character's name? Geraldine? Is that her name? So she's there, and she's wearing fish pants. So whenever she's talking to Wanda, Wanda's trying to hide her belly with fruit. And this crane is just behind the couch. It's just randomly in the way. And Wanda is trying her best to deviate Geraldine's attention away from this crane. So at the end of this, the crane finally attacks Geraldine's pants because of the fish looking, and freaks her out. And they finally get to the baby's room, and the crane kind of not transforms into the wall, but camouflages into the wall because there's a crane picture they kind of morphs into.
Yeah.
So those little segments are pretty funny.
Oh yeah.
And then when she's actually giving birth, like the electricity is already off, everything's spiraling out of control. Like the
neighbors are like wondering what the heck's going on because their stuff's going crazy too.
Yeah, the frames, the photo frames in the house are all spinning around like when you're at Disneyland and, you know, they go to the Haunted Mansion, those frames are just spinning around like crazy.
Right.
Yeah. And Geraldine's there helping, giving birth to these babies because Vision went to get the doctor, and the doctor was getting ready to go to Bermuda, but was stopped because the cars are broken, so he couldn't leave. So Vision picked him up and then hightailed it over back home to meet these twins.
Right. So we have the two twins, Tommy and Billy. Right. right?
Other than Geraldine mentions, like tells her that you had a brother, or tells her about the twins, and then Wanda starts talking about she had a brother. What's the name? Pietro? Something like that?
Yeah, Pietro or something.
And then she starts realizing something's up. Something's wrong here. And then starts asking Geraldine, like, who are you? You know, just or what did you last say?
Yeah, because she asked her, didn't Pietro get killed by Ultron?
Ultron? Yeah, that's what sparked it.
Right. And then this is when Wanda starts to sense that, right? And then what happens? Yeah.
And then she starts being a little bit more aggressive. Like, what's that on your, what's that what you're wearing, that necklace? And you see that sword emblem again. I do remember that vision, like on Vision side, he sees the neighbor, and now Agnes is there, and they're chatting it up. But then he figures out something's wrong with those two too, because the neighbor's still
he's still cutting the concrete.
Hacking into it still. Herb. And their days is just going on like nothing. And they're just chatting about it. And he's starting to realize something's up too.
Yeah. And then Agnes shushes Herb. She's like, no, don't, you know, like, don't lead him into seeing that we know what's going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
And then she kind of steers him to go back into the house, right? Mm-hmm. And then he goes in the house, and then what happened to Geraldine? Oh, she had to leave. But then Geraldine is not even in their universe anymore, and she plops down onto...
Right. Oh, yeah. Because Agnes and the guy, I'm sorry, I don't remember his name, said Cliff, that Geraldine Herb, has no home. Herb, yeah, says she has no home.
Right, what? Right.
She has no home. So when Wanda says that she had to go home, that made me trigger, like, oh, wait a minute, something's up. Yeah. Something's gonna unravel at some point. It's starting to happen.
Okay, so tell me, what do you think is gonna happen next? Are you watching this just you know, letting it unfold in front of you, or you, because like me, I have this idea of what's going to happen next. And I want to hear from you, Jay. Like, what is your idea? What do you think what's going to ultimately happen with this story?
So I'm just watching it as it unfolds. So from my perspective, Geraldine is teleported outside of Wanda and Vision's world into like reality, which is gated by security. And she's still wearing the same, clothes that she was in before she got transported by Wanda.
Right.
So I'm guessing Wanda did that to her, kicked her out of whatever reality that Wanda and Vision are in. And now in the real world, or their world, she's going to be obtained by the security. So I don't know if that's security, if that's the sword,
right,
security or not. And Vision and Wanda are going to continue living in that reality, but starting to figure out that whatever is in there is not real, or something's changing and they're going to eventually like break free. But what triggers it is, I don't know what's going to trigger them to escape and to realize that they're not in their in the correct reality.
So it's funny, because actually collected a series of comic books called Wanda, Scarlet Witch and Vision. And this is back in the 80s. And wow.
I didn't know they had a comic with those two.
Yeah. It was a mini series. I think they probably ended up having their own series later down the road, but I stopped collecting at that point. But then I cracked one open. It was kind of cool to show my daughter too, because I'm slowly trying to make Jasmine like a Marvel addict.
Yeah.
And so, but then we look in the comic together, and we see Agatha or Agnes in the comic, right? And so I kind of think, and you know, and this is just speculation. I think Agnes has a larger role in what's going on. Now, I don't know if they're going to full on have it Agatha Harkness and make her a really big player in this. Mm-hmm. They could, because in the comic books, she is in different titles. She's also in Fantastic Four. And so I know that they are trying to redo that story. I don't know if they could very well do that with Agnes here.
Yeah.
And in the comic books, Agnes is involved in helping Wanda to have these children with Vision. Okay, and she doesn't actually give her the power. Some power comes from someone else, like a character that they kill or something like that. But what I'm starting to think is that, hey, this is going on in Wanda's mind, and Agatha is aware of it. Vision isn't. He's just not really an NPC, but he's going along with it just to prepare him for the whole process. And what I think will develop is maybe some realization from Wanda that, hey, what's going on? This is the actual reality. Do I think it's going to go like into the comic direction and do something really completely crazy like they do in the House of M, which is more of Wanda going crazy and going after Avengers because she's going to blame them for like doing something to her kids and this and that. I don't think so. And if they did end up doing that, I think it'd probably be later down the road. But I actually think they will try to develop the twins and their abilities and their powers. So
okay. So where do you think this falls, WandaVision falls in the timeline of the MCU?
So what I think, it's got to be after Endgame. Okay. I'm just not sure. I'm not sure if how they're going to play and how they're going to manage bringing Vision back to life. I'm just not sure. There's a lot of speculation because right now his body's like in Wakanda, where Black mm-hmm. Panther is. So
it should be in Wakanda.
Yeah. So
he didn't get that message to come out and help though. I didn't see him. Did you see him? Where'd he go? That's all Wanda.
He's all him. Wanda, right?
What's he doing, man? What's he doing?
I don't know what he's doing. But
yeah. He's recycling, getting beat up by Thanos. Man. He didn't do anything in that. He just ran.
Right. Right. So yeah.
I was like, damn, man. You're supposed to be supposed to be boss. What happened?
You know, this is a great time for Marvel. I think it's going to be neat to see this unfold. I so wish they would give us more than one episode a week. I wish they would piggyback a couple episodes, cuz this is going to take us all the way to March.
Do you know how many episodes they've planned?
I think they said 9.
Oh man, that's it.
I know.
Damn, man.
So we're a third of the way there. Yeah, it's gonna. It's 6 episodes ago, so 6 more weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang.
Well, it gives us something to talk about.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That's for sure. Yeah, I really like this show. At first, I'll be honest. The very beginning, the first episode, I was like, man. Give us more, you know, but now, like I was telling you before we started getting this going, as you watch it a second time, you kind of start to pick up on different things. And so for us fans of comics and Marvel and video games, it gives us more to dissect and talk about.
Yeah, for sure. Like I came in it knowing that it was going to be a lot of action, kind of like Loki. Like when I looked at, saw some of the trailers, it didn't look like it's going to be action-packed, like, initially. It's going to be, like, story-driven and then probably eventually get there. So in that mindset, I totally dig WandaVision. I'm happily awaiting for every Friday, just like Mandalorian, to watch this show unfold and see where the characters are going and see what the writers have written to drive these characters and moving forward.
Yeah, it's a good watch, and honestly, it's a good family show for us to watch too.
Okay.
Yeah. You know.
It's a comedy, so I like the comedy.
It's a sitcom.
Yeah.
for now, at least.
Yeah.
Wow. So, hey, this is you're listening to the Jay and Bay Neighbor Gamers podcast. Please check us out at iTunes, Spotify. Go on to our Instagram page, and you can even email us. Email us at jandbay@neighborgamers.com. You know what you could do for us? If you're listening and you like the show, please give us a review. I'd love to have you review the show on iTunes. And, you know, I'm starting to get the hang of Twitter, Jay. For an old guy like me, you know, messing around with a new gadget like Twitter, I'm actually understanding it and figuring that out. But you can find us at the, and I believe that our handle is at Jay and Bay Podcast. So
where's another place you can find us, which is new? Starts with an S.
Spotify.
There you go. You can find us on Spotify, but I didn't set it up, so I'll throw it back at Bay there. Well, what's the name of it? Is it the same? Jay and Bay Neighbor Gamers?
Yes. Jay and Bay Neighbor Gamers. Well, any parting shots here?
Watch WandaVision. It's a great show. It's fun. It's like Bay was saying, it's a good family show. And just keep at it. Take care.
Yeah. And tell us what you think. Tell us where you think the story's going to go. And we'll talk about it. So thank you again for listening for our show. Take care. Be safe. It's raining in SoCal.
San Diego.
Yep, in San Diego. So we're not used to this. So drive safe if you're listening to this while you're driving. And you can listen to us next week. So take care and bye for now.
Catch you later.